God, how I've missed you.
Insurgents blew up the atmosphere engines. Weather's gone to hell.
I turn my back for a moment and everyone decides to have a war.
The Free Mars Party versus the government. The rest of us in the middle, wondering how much of a colony will be left.
Archaeology under fire. Will be the first time.
Mind you, without it we might never have found the pyramid. Its existence has long been suspected, but the entrance was only revealed by a bomb blast. But how did you know where to look?
I found hints on a tablet at a museum. You know how it is.
Well, up to you. I'll hold the torch.
Initial investigation of Martian pyramid discovered 2 days ago.
Are you talking to me?
I'm recording notes. Shush. Place shows signs of severe damage and structural instability. Walls cracked, holes in the floor. Design has some recognizable ancient Martian traits. The architecture hive-like, the decoration martial. All spears and tattered banners. Oi! Come back with the light!
Through here!
Local guide may need a slap. Pencil that in for half an hour's time unless he's learnt to behave.
Wait for me!
What?
A sarcophagus.
This is not unusual in a pyramid. Look, I'm trying to be methodical.
But surely this is important. Are there any, I don't know, booby traps or something?
It's a stone box. Don't overcomplicate things.
Really? I mean, I just thought, well, you're the expert, you know? I mean, best to be safe. So we can just open it?
You're not a man troubled by patience, are you?
Oh, give me a hand with the lid. I can't... It's too heavy on my own.
Oh, careful. Look out. These things need doing carefully. So, what do we have inside? A bit higher with that torch. Oh, no, 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 no! What are you doing here? Oh, should have guessed.
Great one. I am humbled.
Great one? You need to get out more. That's just the doctor.
Doctor?
Oh, wake up. I'm all ears for you. Why I'm cluttering up a perfectly lovely sarcophagus explanation. Unless it involves a threat as old as time, in which case I'll be popping this lid back on top of you and jamming it shut with a chair.
How dare you address him? All high, all powerful, most noble lord, thy humble servant welcomes thee.
Come closer. Take my hand. Servant of Sutekh, he needs no other. I bring Sutekh's gift of death to all humanity.
What are you up to? This is some sort of trick, yeah? One of your stupid, overcomplicated plans?
Take my hands and find out.
Keep back! Damn it, Doctor, what's wrong with you?
Run, bunnies! Get out! I'm trying to hold him back!
Then let me help!
Just run!
Excellent, Doctor. You have allowed your friend to live a little longer. What of the man at your feet? Was he not worth fighting for?
I tried. Oh, you know I tried.
The great hero. The man of principle. Smell your hands, Doctor. Cooked meat. Charred flesh. He will be the first of many.
Take Benny. Come on. There's got to be something you can... No! Force wall over that door. No way out. Brilliant. Perfect. Excellent. This is Professor Bernie Summerfield, broadcasting, hopefully, on an emergency frequency. I'm trapped in a pyramid. Yes, a pyramid, roughly 4 kilometres southeast of Colony Sector 5. My guide's dead, killed by... Look, what you need to know is that the Egyptian gods were real. They came from Phaistor Osiris, had terrible powers, and Sutek, the nastiest of the lot, has just come back to life in the middle of your war zone. Oh, ridiculous. Hello, Mars? A little backup would be great. Anyone? Anyone? Oh, great. I'll try again in a minute on the off chance that someone's listening and believes me. The power's coming back on, which doesn't bode well. Dead people don't need hair dryers. There must be something else that needs energy. I'm hoping for a decorative water feature, but life's really that kind. Oh, stupid! I take a fortnight off to go to my son's wedding and I'm dealing with universal extinction before the cake's gone stale. Enough with the self-pity. Get a hold of yourself. Think. Hello? Anyone? God of death heading your way. Stop fighting. Send help. Because the only man who can help is... Oh, Doctor. What am I going to do about you? A cryptic message to me, carved in an ancient hieroglyph. That had to be from you. But what are you doing here? Sutek has the power to simply wipe this entire planet clean. A thought. That's all it would take. So the fact that he's not done it, the fact he's possessing the Doctor's body, suggests he's not at full strength. Oh, great. My arsenal includes a broken staff and a decorative sculpture of a lizard.
Careful, Doctor. You are my eyes and my limbs. Your movements must be careful, solenoid. Are you trying to overload the control? Is that a little rebellion I can sense in your fingers?
Always.
The little man fights, of course he does. But I own him. Every nerve, every synapse, every breath. What do you hope to achieve?
I'd settle for some silence.
Doctor?
Ah, the little man's friend. Kill her.
No! Benny, get out! I can't control myself!
You're not yourself, I gathered.
Sutek wants me to kill you!
I'm sorry, but I know what I need to do. So, a little orientation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the sarcophagus chamber. Your exits are here, here, and... Well, actually, there's just one way out. This door, with the precariously balanced lintel.
Stop her.
Trapping you... in there seems a really, really good idea.
Stop her. Kill her.
Hurry up.
Noted. Doctor, I'll come and get you out later. Probably. Dear warring Martians, in case you were wondering, I've sealed the god of death in his sarcophagus chamber, which buys you a little time, if you wanted to mount, say, a rescue mission. No? Anyone? Oh. So, What does Sutek want here? Power, certainly. But why? There must be more to this place than a tomb. What else is... Oh, watch where you're going, Summerfield. Tripped over a... Oh. A body. Been here a while. The rockfall didn't kill you. It'd be the 12-inch spike through your belly, did that? Booby trap. Careless of you. Maybe this panel on the floor looks a little... Okay. So, yes. Booby trap. Steel spikes. Theory confirmed. So, you found this place, got yourself killed and left behind a goodie bag. Now, tools, crowbar and hammer... Grave robbers never leave home without them. Torch, some form of powder. Oh, you idiot. Mummia. Oh, that was it, wasn't it? You've been snacking on the powdered remains of corpses. Listen to me. Eating dead people is bad for your health. Badder. Especially the kind of dead people you find in an Osirian pyramid. What else have you got for me, dead idiot? Food, medical kit, and new weapon. How infuriatingly unusual. More machinery starting up. Another trap? Or maybe something more interesting.
Wow! It appears we're trapped in here. What a shame.
Do you really think me incapable of moving mere rocks, little man?
At the moment, yes. It's taking all you have just to keep me under control. You're a fragment, Sutek, without even a body of your own. A little a man.
But growing stronger with every passing moment.
People of Mars, you're no doubt rushing to rescue me. I'm the scared-looking one standing by the vast pool of... not water. Don't know. Not sticking my hand in to find out. What is this place? You may think I'm just a madwoman shouting out to you in the wilderness, but I've got bad news. Today's just got a whole lot worse. This pyramid is full of long passageways with alcoves. Alcoves containing bodies. Dead bodies. Standing. Waiting out eternity. Well preserved. Neither Martian nor human. Elongated cranial structure. Strangely equine. Gods! I'm in a pyramid filled with dead Osirians. The most powerful tomb in the universe. Oh! Oh, Doctor. I think this is beyond me. A pyramid of dead gods. Some more dead than others. Hello? Is there really nobody out there? Is anyone listening? Anyone?
Can you feel it, Doctor? Their little war. Normally it would be nothing to me. Faint chatter, little deaths. But not today. Eyes extinction and fire. You scream. Every prayer, it nourishes me. My senses sharpen with every bomb and bullet. And your friend, just beyond these walls, I can taste her confusion and despair. Delicious. I find it good.
must be something I can find here. Something I can do. Ah! Oh, no! Oh, stupid, careless, idiot panel on the floor! I've triggered... The corridor's now a box. No, 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 no!
You have intruded within the Pyramid of Horus.
Yes, but I'm trying to stop Sutek, and I don't... Oh, brilliant. Mummies. Robot mummies.
You face the twin guardians. One is programmed to deceive. The other offers truth.
Oh, good. Robot mummies that have read Alice in Wonderland. Oh.
Two controls. One reveals the exit. The other brings death. You can ask the guardians one question to aid you. Choose wisely.
Oh, please. Is there anyone that doesn't know this yet? As an archaeologist of repute, I'm insulted that I'm even expected to play along with this. Or someone could just blow a hole in the place. That works too. Saves having to deal with a cliche of Horus. It's still one of the guardians of old hat rather well too. Excuse me, boys. I hope I'm not treading on it. Get off my stupid robot mummy! Ah! Get go of me, you lumbering
grip! Stop struggling, Professor Bernice Summerfield.
What? You sound like... What?
Programming suggests you will find this voice imprint reassuring.
Then your programming is wrong. How did you... Ah, some sort of psychic scan. You're a very clever killer robot, aren't you? Go away, I don't like you!
Why?
I'm not going to stand here trying to explain why using the voice of someone's dead husband is cruel.
Why?
I have better things to do than explain... basic psychology to a chatty robot.
You find it uncomfortable talking to me. Would you rather I was killing you?
Well, when you put it like that, why aren't you killing me?
Should I?
It's generally what evil killer robots do.
Then I will consider it.
Oh, please tell me you're joking.
Is that something else evil killer robots do?
Not in my experience. Perhaps you should just sit down here and... play with the rubble. I've got to keep moving. I said stay!
I have not decided whether to kill you or not.
Well, then definitely stay. I'm having a really horrible day, and you're the last thing I need.
Interference. Something is wrong with a service of robot programming. Bring up the schematics.
If you want to do that, we'll need to be in the central control room. Shame we're stuck in here, isn't it?
Your continued defiance grows tiresome. My mind is in yours. You bore me, Doctor. I have other toys. At my command, hear them arise. Would that I were so easily reborn. They march, ready to bring the gift of Sutek to all.
I am now being followed by an annoying robot.
The force wall prevents outside communication. You will be unable to contact anyone.
A really annoying robot. Fine. Oh, no, for goodness sake. More killer robots.
Please do not throttle Professor Bernice Summerfield.
Yes, what Mummy said.
Oh, that's one hell of a right hook you've got.
Thank you. Do you wish to try and fight the rest of them?
Oh, I really wish you didn't sound like him. But no. No fighting. Not just now. Running is better.
Doctor? Are you there, Doctor? Are you hiding? Trying to find a quiet corner of this little mind of yours? Well, run if you wish. Run and hide. But I am coming, and I will find you.
That's far enough. Oh, come on, if you're coming. It's time to put my archaeology skills to good use. Oh, mind that flagstone. It's slightly raised from the others.
You are concerned I might fall?
I'm concerned you'll trigger the booby trap it's clearly connected to. See that line in the ceiling? A groove. A groove for something to roll down.
Is that good?
Not if you haven't noticed that whopping great spherical rock feature above our heads, questioned its aesthetic function in line with Martian design, scratched your head for a moment, and come to the conclusion it's not a decorative feature at all, but actually part of the booby trap. Then it's not a good thing at all. Oh, will you shuffle a bit quicker? They're right behind you.
Would you like me to lift that brick and throw it at them for you?
No, I'd like you to lift it and throw it at that flagstone when I tell you.
What will that achieve?
A whopping great stone ball of death and a quick game of mummy skittles. Hang on. I've just realised. I have no idea which guardian you are. The one that always tells the truth or the one that lies.
I always tell the truth.
Well, you would say that. Always did. Anyway, to most people, booby traps are something to be scared of. But do you know what they are to a clever archaeologist, my bandaged friend? Booby traps are weapons. Now! Mummy skittles. They went down like ninepins.
Where are we, Doctor? Somewhere you feel safe? Home? Of course, your little blue box. Does it impress people, Doctor, this magic of yours? I find it small. Magic, illusion, hollow trickery. Do you remember Kairos? Dead world now, but long ago its people held a carnival. I moved through the crowd, buzzing with their brittle little lives. I saw a magician producing serpents. They appeared to flow from his mouth. The crowd was entranced, imagining how it might feel to have a belly full of serpents. The best entertainments conjure horror as well as awe. It was a trick, of course, the serpents drawn from pockets in his sleeves. He couldn't hold that many snakes in his throat, not if he wished to keep breathing. I proved as much as I made him swallow them one by one. He rippled with life even in death. Horror and awe, Doctor. Horror and awe.
Come on! I wish you could move a little faster. Whatever Sutek's up to, it obviously revolves around that whopping great machine up here.
Do you mean the flesh loom?
Flesh loom? What's a flesh loom?
I do not know. I am only programmed to identify it, not to understand it.
Well, some help you are. Flesh loom? What would you weave out of flesh? A body? And who do we know that might be in the market for one of those?
You want a body?
Not just now. The night is young. What brought you here, Doctor? How did you end up his slave? The Doctor thought he had destroyed Sutek long ago, but perhaps that was just his physical form. Perhaps the consciousness survived. Mental energy just waiting for a pyramid and a flesh loom to bring him back to the land of the living.
Can Sutek do that?
Oh, countless species considered him a god. Who knows what he can really do?
And you hope to stop him?
A girl can dream.
Must keep control. Hold on. Just a little longer.
This is no longer your mind. It becomes mine. How do you expect to hide from me here? You're in my house now, Doctor. I know every corridor and every room.
Ancient Egyptians believed their gods were immortal. If they died, they'd be brought back to life. So, I'm wondering, these bodies around us, and these pipes, feeding that flesh loom, perhaps there was some Osirian science behind that immortality. That's why Sutek's come here to be reborn. Am I right or am I right?
No.
Oh, it's like we're still married.
We are married.
Stop that. How come you're following me around anyway, resisting your programming?
I do not know. Perhaps I was damaged in the rock fall.
Perhaps you were. Or perhaps you're lying. Or maybe the Doctor's not quite as powerless as Sutek would like to think. I wouldn't put it past him to have messed with your programming while Sutek's attention was elsewhere.
I do not know the Doctor.
He's my friend, but Sutek's controlling him. Which shows how powerful Sutek is. I like to think I can be pretty forceful, but in all the years I travelled with the Doctor, I couldn't even get him to empty the cat litter tray. What I really like to know is how he got himself into this mess.
Your refuge is so loud. Enough. Your imaginary ship gone. And in the darkness, my hand. I open my fingers, and there you are. A beetle on my palm.
Sutek! I will never! You can't!
I close my palm.
Ah, Sutek!
So, flesh loom chamber, can you switch it off?
I can not.
Can't be that hard. Dead Osirian remains pumped into the pool. Corpse soup, dead flesh re-encoded as the base matter for a new body. Woven with nanogenic tribophysics. Clever, I'll give it that. I suppose it's not that much different to teleporter technology. Just a bit more,
Can you turn it off?
There are no controls. Ah, let me see. Maybe I could just hit it with this.
That may work.
Well, that got me nowhere.
Perhaps the central pool.
How do you beat up a swimming pool? Oh, where's Ace when you need her?
Ace.
Another friend. One who is fond of carrying explosives. Oh, fine. We need to find the controls. Where are they?
Other controls?
Yes, there were controls in the sarcophagus chamber, but it was just a small panel. There must be a central control room somewhere. Somewhere we can go to deactivate the whole pyramid. Do you know where it is?
I do not.
Useless. Your impression of my ex-husband really is remarkable.
More bombs?
I don't think so. I have a feeling it means trouble's on the way.
I am all of you, Doctor. I look out through your cold, empty eyes, and I see the barrier placed before me. The rocks that seal this room, they are nothing to me. You are nothing to me. This entire universe and everything in it is nothing to me. It takes no more than a whim.
And I, Sutek, am free.
Sensors register a life sign 100 meters from our location.
The Doctor, he's coming. Sutek on board. I should do anything in my power to stop this.
95 meters.
Sutek is reborn. That's it. Done. I'll never be able to stop him. He needs the Doctor. I should stop the Doctor.
90 meters.
I should stop the Doctor any way I can. I should. Oh, God.
85 meters.
But I can't. Whatever he's become, I just can't. There must be another way.
80 meters.
You're not helping. But you could. I need to borrow some of your bindings.
Why? 75 meters.
A trap. I need to construct a trap. Quickly, come here. You don't mind if I rip some of these, do you?
Does it matter if I do?
Not really.
70 meters. You wish to capture the Doctor.
I need to stop him.
65 meters. Would it not be easier to kill him?
Of course it would. Killing's easy. That's why stupid people do it. That should be enough. Stand that side of the entrance. Hold one end of this.
50 meters. What is your plan?
As soon as he steps in, we pull it taut, cross over, and wrap it around him. We tie him up, drag him out of here, maybe shove him in one of the catacombs, seal him in, keep him out of action for long enough that we can get to the central control room. If there is one.
40 meters. Do you really think that will work?
I don't know. All right. I'm working with what we've got.
Could I not just strike him over the head 35 meters?
Can you control the blow enough to guarantee not caving his skull in?
No, 30 meters.
Then we do it my way.
And if it doesn't work? And if it doesn't work?
Shut up. How close is he? Never mind. I can hear him outside. Be ready.
Hello, Bernice.
Doctor?
Your efforts are unnecessary. There's no need for this.
Really? Because you've not been at your best.
Let me go. It's fine. There's no need to fight anymore.
No?
No. No more fighting. Come here.
Oh!
You did not imagine he could burn through the bindings?
Of course I didn't. Doctor, listen to me. There must be some tiny scrap of you left in there that can hear me. Benny! Your friend!
It's all right. No more fighting. Let me just end your life. It would be easier. No more running. No more anything. Just death. Peaceful. Beautiful. Death.
Do you have another plan, Professor Summerfield?
Yes, I've changed my mind. Hit him!
Shall we stay here while he recovers? Just to ensure I didn't damage him.
Oh.
Maybe he won't burn you when you touch him.
Oh, just come on!
Do you know where you're going?
I'm working by process of elimination. We've covered most of this place, running around trying not to be killed.
Why do you still run? There is nothing more that you can do. Return to me. I will allow you the gift of seeing my rebirth before you die.
Ah, finally! The god himself! Yeah, gracious offer, Sutek, but no thanks. I prefer the dead to stay dead.
Death is nothing. It is mine to relish or dismiss as I see fit. Arise, my brothers. One last time. Arise and kneel before the might of Sutek.
Oh no! The bodies are waking up! Keep out of their way!
They cannot hurt you.
The Asylum dead. And it looks like they want to show us what we've been missing all these centuries. We can't hold all of them off. They're just too many. I don't know what to do. Unless... the sirens! Can you hear me? Is there any consciousness left? You're being controlled by Sutek, destroyer of Feister Osiris, enemy of Horus. Remember! Remember what he did to you, to all of you! But you were strong once! You fought together, you stopped him, you imprisoned him! Don't let him win now! They're not moving.
Do you think they understood?
I've certainly given them something to think about.
Think with what?
Well, yes, they are a bit past their best, but if Sutek's consciousness can survive the destruction of his body... Listen to me! Sutek is here! Now!
Sutek!
I know what this place is. You came here to die, knowing that you could use that flesh loom to be reborn, but Sutek's here! And he's using it to knit himself a new body, unless you stop him! Unless all of you work together again to stop him! I'm not your enemy! He is! Oh, yes! Professor Bernie Summerfield still having conversations with the dead after all these years.
Do you think they can stop Sutek?
I think we'd be stupid to bank on it. They're not exactly fighting fit. Still, if they buy us just a little time...
I feel once more the pain is exquisite, sharp, siding.
Yes, more!
The cycle begins again. And this time, Sutek will triumph.
Is this the central control room?
Probably. You don't tend to have this many flashing lights and switches in a bathroom.
Do pyramids have bathrooms?
Oh, shush now. I'm trying to see what's what. Banks of controls. Big doorway thing. Oh, some kind of transporter. No, nothing so mundane for an Osirian.
You are familiar with the technology?
Not really. I mean, I pumped the doctor for information on the Osirians, in case there was a book and a lecture tour in it. Let me see. Come on, Benny. Think. Time-space tunnel. It's a time-space tunnel. When they weren't projecting themselves amongst the stars with the power of their minds, that's how the Osirians got about.
Is it wise to touch it?
Tempting as it might be to do a bunk, nowhere will be safe to run to once Sutek's up and about. Controls for the fleshling, controls for the fleshling. Wonder how you spell fleshloom in Osirian hieroglyphics. Maybe this. Nothing's happening. Oh, it doesn't matter what I touch. Nothing is responding. Why is nothing responding?
I do not know.
Look at the screen there. Can you read what it says?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why are you not working?
Life form does not register as Osirian. Identity lock engaged.
Identity lock? Shut up!
identity lock!
What is an identity lock?
I'm guessing it means that only someone who registers as a siren can operate the controls.
That's stupid! Stupid! Stupid!
Is that you, my brothers? Do you wish to stop me? Remember the Delphate cluster where you sought to corner me millennia ago? Remember Alpharis, the planet you thought would be my last stand? Remember Trigelia, the trap you believed could bind me locked away in its molten core? Remember all your failures, my brothers. Remember the planets that burned. The cycle cannot be stopped. It is eternal. Remember Phaistor Osiris most of all. That proud world, that jewel in the dark. Remember how it shone. Remember how I snuffed it out. Cold, smoldering, brittle. The wick of a spent candle. Rendered so fragile, all it took was one breath. You are hollow shells, my brothers. Ghosts, dust and dreams. But you are of use to me, after all. I wanted to look upon you all one last time, to see you kneel before me. Go on. Go on. I can taste your defeat. Oh, I can do so much with the despair of so many gods. And now let my breath carry you, like dead leaves on the wind. Come into the waters. Swim with me, my brothers. Give yourselves to the pool. Let it break you. Let it consume you. In one death, I find life. Sustenance for the last of the Osirians, God of Gods. You are the grime of my skin, the dirt beneath my nails. You are lost. I am truly the last of the Osirians.
What do we do?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know. If I could drag one of those cadavers back here, maybe I could try and convince it to operate the controls for me.
Is there time for that?
No, of course there isn't. And for the life of me, I can't think how to fool the sensors into thinking I have a siren DNA.
What would the doctor do?
Oh, something brilliant and unexpected, of course. Something he'd planned from the word go. Something daring, something... something extremely dangerous.
What is that?
If I'm right, I think it's the pounded remains of an Osirian. There was a grave robber. I robbed his grave.
Why would he want it?
Some cultures use powdered remains as a form of medicine. Ineffectual junk. But in the case of the Osirians, I wouldn't be so sure. The dust of gods. Who knows what it would do to someone who took it.
How does it help us?
Well, it rather depends on how precise the scanners are, doesn't it? How it decides whether I have any Osirian DNA in me. I mean, it probably wouldn't work.
I don't understand.
Medical kit. Hypo-injector. And,
what are you doing?
Something so stupid it'll likely kill me. I'm injecting myself with mummia.
That is too dangerous to work.
Oh, Of course it is. But we have no time and no other ideas, so...
Job done. I wonder what will happen.
I think this might have been a terrible...
I can feel everything. It's like my mind is now part of everything. So much noise, so many thoughts. It's all godlike. I can hear them. No. Feel them. I don't know. Both. The whole universe shouting at me. It's too much, too much, too much.
My rebirth. So close. So close. Skin. Prickly. Hair. Eyes. Eyes. Light. So much light. Oh, burning. Wonderful. So close. So close. So close. So close. So close. So close.
I can't stand it. Too much. Too much.
Benny! What have you done?
You are well!
No. Oh, no, I'm not. Really, really not. Oh, must move quickly. Oh, working. Actually, working. So stupid. Scanner, idiot. Scanner. Thank you, idiot. Scanner. Oh. Which controls? How do I... Oh, so hard to think, so hard. There? Is that the cytronic inducer?
No! So close. Not now.
How do I know? Was that the right one? Did I... Can you tell me? Have I done it?
No.
I haven't. Then it must be this. Should I press this? Oh, there's no time. Tell me. Should I press this?
Yes.
No, I can't have... You said, I asked you, and you said, oh no, oh, so stupid, I'm so stupid. Jason Kane leading me astray from beyond the grave, guardian of lies.
I am not... Sorry. I always tell the truth.
Yes. I shouldn't have asked you, should I?
Oh. Yes. I am not sorry.
I've failed.
No.
And I'm dying.
No.
And it's all for nothing.
No.
Life. My glorious curse. I bear it so that the rest of the universe can be spared its touch. Cold. I feel. Fetch me a robe, Doctor. Feel. I can feel. Cold air on wet skin. My skin. Perfect new skin.
A shroud for you, Master. It is all I could find.
It is perfect. Oh, the musk of death. I can smell history in this cloth, Doctor. I can smell millennia of darkness and rot. It is good. The whole universe should smell this way. Let us ensure it is so.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I just don't know. I felt their minds. I touched them. Can I control them?
Yellow Delta 5 reading you. Target orders received. Altering coordinates.
What's that, Control?
Yes. New coordinates received. Reprogramming now.
This is Battery Outpost 12 receiving. Sir, but the enemy is... Yes, of course, sir. Everything we've got. Aim to the new coordinates. Check.
Prepare to fire. I order you all. My mind is yours. On my mark.
Dirt sticks to my feet. I'd forgotten how this world clings. How do you bear it, Doctor? The weight of flesh.
You get used to it, Master. The rain on your face. The wind on your skin.
I find it repellent. When I leave, you will be free. How does that make you feel?
I don't know, Master.
You will not be without me for long. Just look up towards the stars and you will see me as I pluck them out one by one. Horror and all. And here is your friend, Bernie Summerfield. The entertaining little creature.
Ah, glad I am yous. Hello, Doctor. I've made a bit of a mess of things, I'm afraid. Tried to sabotage Sutek's new body. Not sure it...
You don't look well. Can it be that you've... Oh, yes. I see it in you. You desired to be like me. You wished the power of an Osirian. It is more than most can bear. Your blasphemy will be the death of you. It is of no matter. You were never going to leave here alive. In the end, once the screaming is over, one death is much like any other.
I don't know. Given the choice between slow collapse and going out in a blaze of light and fire, I know which I'd choose.
Well said. Perhaps you are fit to be Osirian after all.
Fire at will.
Fire? What?
Fire at will.
Fire on the pyramid. Fire on the pyramid.
Fire on the pyramid.
Is that... You've convinced the colonists to fire on us.
As many as I could. Enough, I imagine, to obliterate this pyramid and everything in it.
You would kill yourself and the doctor, just like that.
As you say. I'm already on my way. As for the doctor, he'd understand. It's just the sort of stupid, theatrical, self-sacrificing tosh he loves.
Are you sure I can't withstand it, just as I've withstood all else?
I'm betting your new body hasn't stabilized so quickly. You're new, tender, vulnerable. But I suppose I'll be too dead ever to know. Oh!
Vulnerable? I was never that. I am tempted to prove it, but why take the risk? I brush them aside. They mean nothing to me. And as for the colonists... They are all gone. Their toys fall from the sky. Their war done. Let their guns grow cold. Let their homes gather dust. Let their bodies rot. I am Sutek, bringer of peace.
No!
You are nothing to me. You are all nothing to me. I return the doctor to you. I have no more need of him.
Doctor!
The time-space tunnel opens. The universe awaits my touch. I am leaving now. The will of Sutek must be spread far and wide. Die well. Your names are already forgotten.
Free. Benny! Oh, Benny! Hold on, please. Just hold on!
Doctor, fine time for you to snap out of it. It's fine. I handled it. Sutek's free, and Mars is dead. Well, done. Me.
Benny!
Professor Bernice Summerfield, it is awful to see you. The doctor didn't manage to reprogram the flesh loom to save you. Sadly, he wasn't able to use it to cleanse your system of a siren DNA and restore you. You are dead.
Where is he? Is he all right?
He is fine.
Doctor! Doctor!
Penny. Oh, good. Who thought that would work? Always been good at breaking machines in interesting new ways. Just ask the Guardian there. I made a good job on him, too.
What's wrong? What's happening to you? You look like...
Sutek. took its toll, I'm afraid. Body feeling, I don't know. Not regeneration. Worse. Like, I... Listen. This is very important.
Where's the TARDIS? We need to get you back to the TARDIS.
Listen, please. No time. The cycle has begun again. You will need the Eye of Horus to close it.
Ah! Doctor! You can't just... Dust. It's just dust. Must be a trick, something. You can't just crumble away to nothing.
Do not be afraid. But I must stay with you.
What? You can't just walk off and...
I must stay. You will not be alone.
You can't leave me like this! Just because you sound like him doesn't mean you have to act like him!
I am Jason Kane.
Yes. Yes, you are. Tell me, where is the doctor? He's not dead. I know he's not... Is the doctor really dead?
No.
Doctor here? Benny? Benny?